Gemma, I just got you going, That's the start of the podcast.
Restart.
No, okay.
Well, this isn't live, right? So you could, like, edit it.
Yeah, I know, but it was funny because it was just like,
That's what you did to me.
My profanity.
You bleeped out, like, my amazing voice.
I'm sorry.
Did you?
I'm not actually sorry. Anyway, I'm Graceful Suicune, also known as Grace or Xanthi. And yeah.
For anyone who heard that it was Temporal Snake who did it.
Whatever, okay. Alright, yeah, and that's Mike, PE2K Voices. Yes. And today we have two guests, which one will be very frequently occurring, in fact, every week. Introduce yourself.
Do I have to?
No, you don't, but okay.
Yes.
I have a hair on my wall.
I want somebody else to try to guess my name before I say it.
Okay. Can I guess?
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Let's play the guessing game. Except you already know, so.
Yeah. So I'm going to guess. Caleb.
I believe. Yes. Well,
that's my real name. I was talking about my screen.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. We were talking
I know who
before.
You are.
Of course you do, Gem. Not allowed to answer.
You're Neo Pikachu, aren't you? I know.
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm not allowed to be compared to
Neo.
Are you H. Kim?
No. What? Get out of here. I want you to actually try to guess the word.
Fuck me out.
The way it's
trying
pronounced.
To say it is difficult.
Well, I thought it was easy. I always thought it was like X, A-I-Q, X, and then Gemma was like, it's Zayaku?
You got it. You got it. Zayaku X. Caleb Martin.
Why can't people's names be more simple to say?
It's easy, really.
I'm crazy.
Like Bob. Couldn't you be like something normal like Bob? God, that's
actually,
easy for anybody to say.
Actually, there is someone on the forum who's called Bill and Bob. No, Bob and Bill.
Yeah, I know.
And I read it as...
Yeah, Bob and Bill.
I read it as Bow Band Bill.
Having a band spasm
Bob
about it.
Instead of Bob and Bill.
Also, so, yes. I am the oldest current member of the podcast.
Yeah.
Yay.
By one week. One week.
He is an
really?
Old SOB. He is 20 years old. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen. In one year,
Yay!
He'll be able to drink beer. Loser, I already drink beer. Loser, aha.
I can already drink.
In Australia, you can drink at the age of 18 instead of 21.
See, I've been drinking.
I'm pretty sure that drinking and buying alcohol are two different things.
No, you can both drink and buy alcohol.
At 18,
well,
yeah.
So you can't buy alcohol at 21. But I'm pretty sure it's nothing more than a slap on the hand if you get caught drinking it.
Oh, yeah. And then you can charge them for child abuse.
Maybe I'll just have to, like, call your local, like, police department and be like, hey, this is a guy from Germany, and, like, I'm aware of some...
And I would simply laugh at them.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't prove it. Unless I was heavily drunk when you tried to do it.
Yeah, unless they had actual footage, then, you know, it wouldn't really work.
Sorry. It doesn't matter. Anyways, I believe there's one more person that we have yet to introduce.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about her. Sorry.
Forgot about me.
Wow, what a great podcast leader I am. Yes.
You're horrible, Xanthi.
Sorry.
The peacekeeper.
Okay, I'm introducing myself. Everyone, shut up. Good. Okay. Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up, Mike.
That wasn't even Mike.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Caleb.
Good job.
Alright, I can't hear over my own yelling. Everyone, quiet.
Wow.
My name is... Xanthi.
What?
Gem&M on forum. Shut up!
That was You're amazing. Yeah, that was impressive. I'm impressed.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Wow, yeah, and this is our fifth guest. This is our fifth guest. Golem's baby.
Made me cry.
No, don't cry. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You made me cry.
Well,
I love you.
Getting off the subject of everything un-Pokemon, today the podcast episode is about number 255 Torchic, chosen by a random number generator. Woohoo! Go Torchic!
Yay!
Yeah.
I hate Torchic! I love it.
I'm hungry.
I love to eat it,
Can I eat it?
Yeah. Man.
Shame. Alrighty. Buffalo Wild Wings reference aside, let's get this started, shall we?
Yes, Caleb, right. Would you like to do the honors?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't much particular talk about a thing that I would rather eat than...
Okay. Kentucky Fried Torchic.
Kentucky Fried Torchic.
Yeah, that was a PG member called
I think.
That.
I think that was a member name at one point.
That was
a
name, yeah.
I just said that.
And you changed it.
Anyways, I think I'm going to go ahead and get started on this Bulbapedia page that you have so graciously blessed me with.
Yes. Okay.
Torchic is a small baby bird that is covered in orange and yellow downy feathers. What is that?
That's me. Sorry. Continue.
What?
I'm actually a bird.
Its wings are underdeveloped and are almost useless aside from keeping the Pokemon warm. Its legs and feet, however, are well-developed for running and scratching. It also has a crest on its head that resembles a flame. It also possesses a flame sack, much like other fire Pokemon, Vulpix and Flareon.
Flareon!
Flareon was mentioned.
I'm crying, guys.
Teenage girls.
And they're Flareons.
And they're Flareons.
Anyway, continue.
Gender differences include males. Male Torchic have very small black specks on their ears. Females do not have these marks.
Really?
Apparently so.
Who knew this? Did anyone know
I
that?
I never paid any attention, but sure.
Yeah, I've never looked at a Torchic's bum before, but, you know.
I guess somebody put a little too much extra
What, you
pepper.
Don't look at a Torchic's bum? Or?
Yes, pepper. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I don't think of Torchic in that way.
Anyways, behavioral patterns, because I feel like using Fortnite.
You feel like using what?
You sound smart.
You'll hear it again later, I promise.
I know, but it derped, and my call thing would record the derping.
Well, let it record the derping.
Being a young Pokemon, Torchic is naturally curious and very inquisitive about things.
Why, Caleb, thus, it you've needs changed.
Some... You just talk to...
Going to hit.
You sound like a girl, Bobby.
Oh, snap.
Well, that's how you know it's not me.
Oh.
But continue, sir. Good, sir. Just go ahead. I don't mind this.
Okay. Thus, it needs someone to guide it and train them. They will follow its trainer with unsteady footsteps. Wow, that's kind of weird. Anyway, individual personalities
range like
from being headstrong. Torchic apparently doesn't like dark because it cannot see what's in front of them.
Torchic like the dog
in the wild, and is most likely to be found under the possession of trainers that choose it as a starter. However, it is wild. Wait, what? That is a grammatical error.
Derp.
No.
Yeah.
However,
yes,
in the wild, it's most likely found.
Oh, okay.
In
well, mine.
Get eyes.
Diet. Mine is it's in mine.
Directly from German. So shut up.
Take English again.
Come on.
Study English.
Oh wait, oh, I have an update for Google. Crap.
Anyways, okay. I'm pretty sure that's all we need.
Wait, is that it?
Oh yeah. By the way, its diet is apparently Pokemon.
Diet.
Whatever that is.
Its diet is main article Pokemon food.
Its diet.
It eats articles.
Yeah.
It's in my diet.
It's in your
Torchic.
It's on the bottom
the
of the
dog ate
food.
My homework. Yes, Torchic ate my homework.
Yeah. Or Torchic burned my homework. That would work. If Pokemon were real, you could just make up an excuse.
If I was like at a Pokemon school and Torchic was somehow my homework, let's just say my excuse would be I ate my homework. So. Oh yeah, I'm hilarious. Oh my god, I know. Right? Okay.
I do believe that we have a significant, I don't know how to finish that sentence, but Gemma, you have a Torchic character called Jar in one of your stories, do you not? That was a dumb question, because I know
yes,
you do, because I read
do.
Your story. Finish.
Yeah, you do.
I know. Yeah.
Yes. You didn't know that, but you do now. Now everyone knows it.
Dun, dun, dun. Ooh. Everyone read Gemma's
story. I smell a shameless plug.
I know. Advertising.
Shameless plug? Yeah, actually. Team Stormriders, go look it up. Read it now. Now. I dare you. Now.
I
right
do
now.
Now.
I wonder
now.
How many people actually
do it right now. You know?
Yeah.
quit listening to this podcast and go read it now.
Now. Yeah, now. Caleb, go read it now.
I will when we're done with the podcast.
He'd be awfully quiet if, you know, if it was in the middle of the podcast.
Do we have any news to talk about for Pokemon? Pokemon Black and White. What's up with that, guys? What's with the Wii U? You know, there's so many new things released.
Oh, my God, the Wii U.
I want to burn that piece of metal plastic.
Why does everyone hate it so badly? I'm so sad. Gemma,
it's just a Caleb thing. Yeah. I don't like the systems when they come out.
It's not just a Caleb thing, because everybody is like, I hate the Wii U. And I'm like, you should love it.
Yeah, they probably have legitimate reasons for hating it.
I'll tell you why everybody hates it. It's because it looks like a giant DS, essentially.
Exactly.
Slash iPad.
Like, it looks like a really big DS. Like, so big that it can have joysticks on it.
Well,
DS has a joystick.
It does.
Go on it, man.
Yes. Oh, yes, I'm looking at a picture right now.
The 3DS does, yes.
The 3DS have a joystick.
Yeah.
And I think the XL DSi.
Call it a gyro stick or something.
Gyro stick.
That doesn't sound good at all. Who would call it a gyro stick?
Does it really have that good of graphics, though? I'm just asking.
It's like a pickup line.
Yeah.
Does it really have that good of graphics? I'm looking at a picture right here, and it looks like a drawing, sort of.
Well, I kind of...
Is that a...
I saw a little...
I'll wait for an awkward silence.
Is that, like, actual graphics? Holy crap, if that's actual graphics, I will have to regret take away everything I've said about Nintendo.
Okay, and 3DS's graphics aren't so bad. I sat in a GameStop and just kind of messed with one.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
Yes, but I'm wondering if this is actual, like...
The 3DS.
I'm wondering if that is actual, like... graphics.
Are we talking about Wii U or 3DS?
And it's loading. It's hard to end. I have a really cheesy pickup line. It'd be kind of funny.
Okay, yeah.
That's like the actual game graphics. Maybe it's a cutscene or I don't know, but
Twilight Princess, actually.
Yes. Oh, really?
Really?
No, wait. That wasn't Twilight Princess, was it?
It looks amazing.
Is it Skyward Sword?
I don't know.
Yes.
It looks amazing, nonetheless.
Yeah, no, I watched this YouTube thing.
It looks like the graphics from Twilight Princess, that's why I said it.
Oh, right. Personally, sort of I don't like the fact that everyone keeps bashing the Wii U, because, like, Nintendo has to bring out a new console that's kind of like the Wii. And I suppose...
Okay, well...
They just want to.
Just like the Xbox 360 and PS3.
Yeah.
Well, PS3 and Xbox 360 are going even further than that. So, it's kind of like, okay,
yeah.
Congratulations, you caught up, now you're falling behind again. I think that's what most people are saying about the Wii U.
Okay.
I think it's neat to have, like, you can turn off the TV and do whatever and then play it on this little handheld.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
That's actually really neat.
Mm. Convenience for the Wii.
Woo!
The body for the Wii U could be a little bit more flashy or something, but...
Yeah.
It's just a little white. It looks like the Wii with a bigger.
I know, and just, you know, sitting a different way. I think, if I remember correctly.
Oh my God! We turned the Wii on its side.
Dun,
and
dun,
then we have
dun.
A new console.
Yeah,
my Wii is on its side, and I don't mean that to be dirty or anything.
How is that even?
My Wii is on its side. I don't know. There's like I bet you there's like some creeper out there listening to this right now, like, his Wii is on its side.
I don't know. Okay, maybe it's just because I'm a girl. But,
yeah. Us men are.
Oh my God, you're a girl, no way.
Yes. It was a secret all
Okay,
along.
So.
Also,
guess
what happened
guess
to
what?
Jeff?
Okay.
Isn't he supposed to be in this podcast?
No,
I know
more. I'm sorry.
Oh. All right, I'm just going to go check Facebook.
Great.
What's going on Facebook? Why would you put a podcast on pause to check Facebook?
I'm not. It's still part of the podcast. All right, well, he's not on.
Why would you do that?
Edit it out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, Mike, my 3DS has a gyro stick.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have a 3DS, loser. Aw,
that was hard.
Shush.
I have one, and it's awesome.
It's supposed to be a pickup line. You're ruining the moment, Jim.
I'll ruin it.
That was harsh.
Start hitting on you.
Well, so, talking about Torchic, do you guys have any specific experiences with this Pokemon that you'd like to discuss?
My Torchic died once.
It's pretty tasty.
I ate mine.
It makes for a good, like, side platter when you're, like, munching down on a Tauros.
Well, I'm pretty much everybody could say this, but I'm pretty much sure everybody had that as their starter for Ruby, Sapphire, or Emerald, because it was the best starter out of all of them.
I had Treecko.
I had a Mudkip.
It was
Treecko.
No, Treecko. No, you did not.
I like Mudkips.
It's complete evolution sucks. Combusken owns
Treecko
the crap.
Treecko is awesome.
Yes.
Combusken rocks.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when I think of that that evolutionary chain, Blaziken is just awesome. Okay.
I do.
Combusken
like
looks like
an
unmentionable item with.
oh no.
Legs.
Oh no.
Like chicken legs.
Okay. I totally know what you mean. I never thought of that till now. Ruined.
Wow.
And Torchic is just this little ball of feathers with a leg.
Guys,
a single
leg. If you go to the
that's Hoot Hoot. Okay.
You don't even know what Torchic is.
You know, actually, a little known fact, Hoot Hoot actually has two legs.
It does, but it usually only hops on
one. It switches them so fast you can't see it. Yeah.
That's cool.
I know that.
Yeah, because it's tucked up its butt.
It keeps time. Yeah.
I cannot wait for the Hoot Hoot episode.
Oh, yes, I know. Oh, no. That'll be terrible. But guys, if you go to the Wikipedia page and you go down to trivia, you can see pre-alpha sketches of what Torchic was like, you know, in the developing stages. It's really interesting.
Scroll, 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 scroll.
Oh, fail. What are those things? It looks like the ears of a Lucario.
Yeah, I know.
And then anything.
On the back of the head, it's got a little yellow tuft, like a Flareon, but, you know, in the wrong place.
It looks like a tail on its head.
Yes.
It's got a tail on its head.
Oh, wait, shoot.
Funny tail.
Yeah.
That's fail. Yeah. I'm glad they changed
okay.
it.
Okay, guys, guess what?
I think the middle one's kind of cute.
Guess what? I'm looking stuff up right now. GameSpot gave Pokemon Black and White a 9.8.
Out of 10.
And gave Pokemon an 8 out of 10. What's up with that?
Wow, all of this is cutting out.
So, like, why am I hearing him, like, sound like an auto-tune robot?
That's what I'm hearing, too.
You sound like a robot.
This could be my connection, though.
Yeah, well, no, but I'm hearing the same thing.
What's my hearing?
And you too, Gem. You're a bit derpy as well. Oh. I didn't hear that. Oh, no.
I didn't hear any of that.
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything.
Alright.
My connection is just that awful.
Yeah.
Dude,
your connection is so awful, it ruins everyone else's.
Oh,
my internet sucks.
Oh. Mike, but usually you sound really clear. Maybe it's just because we're talking to three other people.
Yeah, it might be like the multiple people thing going on.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. But seriously, okay, Pokemon Platinum got 8.0 and Pokemon Black and White got 9.8.
Wow. Well, I'm kind of not surprised because they bumped it up a bit with Black and White.
I am totally surprised.
Black and White was actually a good.
Yeah.
Like Platinum was more entertaining for me than Black and White was.
I haven't played.
I gotta disagree with you, man, because
I didn't
I like
enjoy
Emerald.
It.
Emerald is good.
Yes, Emerald is my favorite ever.
I love the fact that he's gray.
Am I like the only one who just plays the old Red, Blue, and Yellow?
I'm
actually playing like, well, I can't play it right now because it's in Ohio and I'm in Virginia. My Pokemon Red, I've been playing, you know.
I still have my Game Boy.
Trying to get my Mew. Because you can get Mew so many ways in that game.
I have an original Mew from an event. I feel so special. Woohoo!
I have an original Mew from Pokemon Red.
Well.
You could get in an event.
Oh, well,
I gave you my shiny Mew, remember?
I have a normal Mew, too.
Yeah.
A normal Mew, too? Uh-huh.
I was like, I don't like blue.
wait, I'm confused. You have a normal Mew, or you have a normal Mew, too? Gosh.
That's what I thought. I think it was just
if you could see the facepalm happening.
Yes. That's just...
We can imagine it.
I know. That happens a lot when I talk.
Mike.
I know. I hope
both of our sakes that I never meet you in a dark alley.
I hope I never meet you in a dark alley.
Because, I mean, you'll have walked in there a boy and come out a man.
What? What if you're in the same alley?
Oh, then, I mean, you know. it's a kid's forum. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. All
right. When they all grow up. When all the children grow up.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the majority of the users, or at least the active users, are around our age anyway, so they're mature.
Or like 40 years old, living in the basement somewhere. No, I'm kidding.
It's all right.
I'm not serious.
Well, you're kind of... yeah, okay. Oh, I was going to say something, and now I forgot. This is great. Yeah.
Don't you?
I'm awesome.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Okay, I remembered. Yesterday, I went to a party, and it was It was a circus theme, right? And one of my friends dressed up as a skeleton, and I don't know how that's circusy, but she had really cool makeup. And, you know, she had, like, you know, teeth and stuff and cool. And she...
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
And I was making terrible, terrible dad jokes the whole night. And she was like, you know what I should do? I should just, like, stand outside somewhere and smoke. Because, you know, I'm a skeleton. And then I was like, oh, if you do that, you won't have to worry about lung cancer. Yeah, and that was
kind of... I don't get it.
Well, because skeletons don't have lungs.
I love
it. Okay.
I would have been like, hey, you don't have to worry about wearing makeup to look like a skeleton.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. All right.
I'm saying the person will have to die. Yeah, my gosh. That's what cigarettes do to you.
Oh, yeah.
They kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Slut.
If only I could remember my other awesome dad jokes. Do you know, I have some Pokemon jokes. They're actually pretty funny. Oh, actually, one of them is funny. And that's all.
Go ahead.
Well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do it.
I would make... Okay, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
Fine.
So, off the never top, mind. Really bad jokes.
Michael, you suck. Okay.
Yes, that.
Great.
Let's stick to...
I love you, Mike.
...the topic of... The manga, because I remember you guys actually talking about that in the intro, and I was like, you know what, I would love to talk about that.
Yeah, I agree.
So let's talk.
Yeah.
And who has read the manga? Who has?
I've read one chapter.
I read it up
maybe
to...
Maybe a little.
Okay, we're going to try this again.
I got a little into Crystal, I'm aware that like, and that was basically it. I
was aware that it was
really
popular and really good, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
I just figured, like, I haven't heard anybody talk about the new one, so I just figured maybe they quit making it? I don't know.
Do you remember the intro?
It's still going. It's an ongoing manga. And I only read up to the end of Gold and Silver.
Yeah, same. And some into Crystal.
If you two haven't read up to that point, I would...
No, I'm joking.
Just do it. Just like go on some random manga reader and just start reading it.
Really?
Because it's actually much darker than
the anime.
Than the cartoon anime and the game.
You said Pokemon died, right?
Pokemon die.
In the manga.
Yes. They die. I remember someone's Arbok gets cut in half, but then it kind of just
goes back together. Guys, there are actually some pretty dark episodes of Pokemon. It's just that 4Kids doesn't allow them on, like, American TV
shows. Well, the first season of Pokemon was pretty dark.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
And,
like,
there was a lot Ash of shit died. Talking by just the... Sorry for my... You can bleep that out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of bad talking. I'll say that.
Bad talking?
From just the Pokedex itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it would insult Ash for being stupid.
Okay. It's kind of true, so...
That's why I love it.
Yes.
Okay, guys, what did the Pichu say to the Pikachu?
What?
I don't know. Okay.
All I heard was, like, a little snippet because it cut out.
I didn't hear that.
And then
cut
I
out.
Okay. All right. Shut up! All right. Now. Okay, what did the Pichu say to the Pikachu?
What?
I love you, Watts and Watts.
It's so funny.
say that. I would have said, I love chew.
I love chew. Yeah.
I love chew.
Oh, man, I almost started singing. Not going to do that.
Okay, all right. I've got some jokes. All right. Why did the Sweller bring his meal back to the shop?
Why?
Because it was crabby. Yeah.
I laugh.
That reminds me of the second Pokemon movie.
Oh, really? Why?
Like that.
Which was amazing, by the way. One of my favorites.
Yeah, it's everybody's favorite. Yay.
No. My favorite.
It's not your favorite, Pokemon movie. Leave. Just leave.
Fine. I'll go. Bye. No. I think my favorites were Mewtwo. Mewtwo Returns and Lucario and the Mystery of Mew.
Okay, you're not getting Mewtwo Returns, but Mewtwo Strikes Back, are you?
No. I'm talking about Mewtwo Returns, the other one.
Okay, with the whole Agent 009 or whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah. And the second Mewtwo movie, basically.
Yeah. So, yeah, that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
one. And there's miniature Nidoqueen and stuff. They're like actually tiny. Yeah. It was weird.
I know, that's so cool.
Hey, what's the strangest meal in the Pokemon world? An Oddish.
Ha 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 ha. I get it. That's hilarious. I'm actually thinking hard about that. I didn't realize it was a joke. Sorry, guys.
Man.
Sorry about that. I'm on a website with a list of horrible, corny jokes right now.
That's awesome.
Well,
Pokemon jokes? Oh, winning. I never even Googled them.
I could continue my reason for innuendo, like my innuendos for Pokemon.
Guys, most messed up Pokemon ever. Most messed up Pokemon ever. Okay, Diglett. What is up with that? Okay, so
I don't even want to go into Diglett, man. Just no.
I just think it's funny in a mystery dungeon. He's like, I can't see my feet, and everyone's like, huh? What feet?
Yeah, what? It's a crap feet. What?
Exactly.
So. Little known fact, Jinx was banned from Pokemon. Did you know that?
Because it was black and racist, apparently.
It's considered racist. Yeah.
Which is really dumb.
I didn't get that vibe, but...
Well, it's just like, you know...
But, like, look at Diglett and Dugtrio. They both look like black people. Like, and then Dugtrio looks like a family of black people.
That is the most racist thing I've ever heard about Pokemon, ever.
That is not the most racist thing you've heard about Pokemon ever.
Well, the fact that there's no black main character, all the same.
Well, what about Brock? He's like Asian-ish.
Brock's
Latino.
Like a black character.
Yeah, he looks like a Mexican.
He's Asian because his eyes are all slanted sideways.
Yeah, no, apparently he's Filipino, but I don't know how I know that.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
But there's barely been any kind of, you know, black...
Well, actually, that's not true. The new anime season, one of the main characters is black.
Iris.
Yeah.
She's
black. Well, up until recently, yeah. I guess they finally got enough complaints that there wasn't enough black characters.
Probably. I just think it's
in Pokemon.
That...
Yes, a few of them in Pokemon Black and White.
I get it. Black and white. Sorry.
Black and white.
Man, we're going to get hit so hard for these racist comments. I swear.
I know.
Pokemon Black and White.
Anyway.
No, guys. It's not going to be Pokemon Gray that's going to come out next. It's going to be Pokemon Asian.
Pokemon Yellow. Well, Pokemon Yellow already exists.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
Pokemon good. Latino. No, I'm kidding.
Latino?
Pokemon Russian.
What? Russians aren't a race, silly goose.
Well, they're
people.
They train from child.
What? Are you saying that Asians are a different race?
They are a different race.
Well, Russians are Asian. Yeah.
No, they're a combination. They're called Eurasians.
They're still Asians. They're part of Asia.
Well,
yeah, but half
Australasians,
aren't
we,
like, okay.
Eurasian, get it?
Eurasian.
Asian.
Yeah. Hey, what do you say? What do you say when you're in the bathroom in France? European.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
In Soviet Russia.
Everybody's Russian.
In France, pee on you.
Yes.
Wait, what?
just
Pokemon
laugh.
Train.
Smile and wave, boys.
Yes. Smile and wave. Smile and wave. You didn't see anything.
Well, we can't see anything.
Yeah, we can't. But, oh, yeah, good point.
We can't.
Do you want to get on the topic of the manga again?
So you say it's like way darker than the anime, all right?
Okay. Yeah,
it is.
How come we never hear anybody beating up on that? Everybody's like, anime, but nobody ever talks about the manga.
It's
and
probably
it being,
because,
nobody ever talks about the.
Yeah, it's probably because like all the parents and stuff.
It's like better than the anime.
Watch the anime there with the kids.
Like, going on Pokemon.com right now, and there is not a single reference to the manga anywhere.
Because the manga isn't related to Nintendo.
It isn't?
I know, but
it's not Nintendo related at all.
Actually, Pokemon is owns a lot of stuff, actually. The Pokemon Company. That's what it's called, actually.
Yeah.
Well, it's also endorsed by Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm you
but
think
the Mega
that
isn't endorsed by Nintendo. That's why you don't see it on the site.
But you
I didn't
think
even
that,
know that.
You think that they would like, you know, look, they have the option for you to select if you're an Australian or not.
Yeah. We're becoming more popular these days.
Australians are getting popular?
Yes.
This is best for me.
I selected that I'm Australian. Okay.
Yay.
All right. Let's see if this is any different from the site that I'm used to. Okay.
Probably not.
All right.
There's probably like a couple of kangaroos in the corner. You know?
It's probably
Pokemon.com. Welcome. Yep, it is. Welcome to Pokemon.com. Please use the following links to find out more about Pokemon in your region. These links will direct you away from sites operated by the Pokemon Company International and take you to a third-party site. To access the U.S. English site, please go here.
Woohoo! Do you know, I have a Torchic plushie, and it's really little. That was a beautiful burp. That was sarcasm.
Could have been better.
I have a Pikachu plushie. It's huge.
I have a Pikachu plushie. I have a Psyduck plushie, too! This is a sign.
I think
I got an Aipom the other day. It's so cute.
That's amazing. Oh, Gemma, you have a Zorok. Zorok?
Zorok.
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 You have a Zorok one.
Yeah. I have one. Don't you have that one? The same Zorok?
Yeah. I have the same one. Some people say Zoro. Yeah. Zoroark. Like Zoro.
Zoro? I say Zorok.
Yeah, me too. How do you guys say
it? It's a special thread dedicated to how people come on.
We should do it.
We should do it.
How do you
We should totally tell people how to pronounce Pokemon names properly.
In Australian. Yes.
Ted, in giant.
Get out of here.
Bye.
No.
Do you know,
if you're not Australian, you're not cool.
Exactly. I used to have a friend.
Two of us.
Hey. By the way.
Hey, I'm not finished. You just interrupted me.
Guys.
You don't interrupt the lady. Let the lady speak.
Quiet. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
First.
I just want to hate on my friend.
Stop it. Knock it off.
Knock it off. Stop.
You're the one
who's talking. Okay.
Stop it.
At this point, he's forgotten what to say.
I know. Okay.
Okay.
I used to have this friend,
guys.
Mike. I used to have this friend.
You used to have a friend?
Yeah, I used to. Okay. Yeah. Now I'm friendless. I'm not friends with her anymore. And she actually joined PHK at one point, but yeah. That's not the point. She used to say Celebi as Celebi, and she used to call Suicune Swincy, and she used to call Typhlosion Typhlosion. And I'm like, how can you actually mistake
it's
that?
It's got a flu.
I know. I'm like, it has one O.
Going to call it Typhlosion forever now.
And Celebi and Swincy. I just want to slap it in my face, but I didn't.
Oh yeah,
Typhlosion.
I know.
I have a Typhlosion.
That's cool. On PE2K about 3 weeks ago, I admitted that I used to call Squirtle Squawle.
Squawle? I always thought
so
Squirtle sounded like Squirtle.
How do you say the name of the god of Pokemon?
I've always said Arceus.
Well, yeah, it sounds better. It sounds better with Arceus because it makes it sound, you know, Arceus, the god of Pokemon.
Arceus
to a lot of people. Anyway.
Yeah, I've heard Arceus. I think that just sounds like an ass.
It sounds like ass.
This is an actual picture of me with a Teddy Ursa plush. Look, click on it. Click on the link.
I'm so excited.
Oh, cute.
I'm going to post this when I post the podcast. Who's echoing?
Hang on, I gotta see this picture.
Where are you?
I'm not the most important thing ever.
You just derped and I didn't hear that.
Man, it's not loading. It's being all slow.
How long gangster beat.
Gemma, I'm sorry, but I'd hit that.
Momon, 10. This isn't you. You look like a woman. Wow. Are we all looking at this photo?
Yeah, we're all just looking at the photo.
Mike, you look like a woman. Anyway, closing safari.
Is everyone else cutting out?
Some people are cutting out.
I think I just lost connection.
I'm
joking. You can or you can't hear me.
Am I having a connection problem? Am I alive, guys?
I can hear you, bitch.
Yes, you're alive. We can hear you perfectly well.
Okay. It's my little Skype thing was like twirling.
Oh.
And it was great.
Oh, lovely. Well, you're highlighting when you talk. You're just like, highlight. Gemma, where did she go? I think Gemma went. Gemma!
Yeah, we lost Gem.
Oh, no.
We lost Gem and we lost Mike, actually. Oh, I think.
Wow. You didn't lose me. I'm right here.
Damn it. Okay, no, we got you then. We just lost Gem.
I was going to say, we're the only survivors, but no, it's just Gemma. Aw, I hope she can come back. Technical difficulties.
Oh, she's back. We got her. Okay, we just gotta...
Add her? I can totally do it. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Skype fails.
Oh, hi, Gemma.
Welcome back to the party.
Yeah. Hey. Also, I'll discuss it after the podcast. sorry, is there anything that anyone else wants to address?
Nope.
No. I got it. Yeah. Nancy, you and I were talking today. What about if Pokemon were real?
Yes.
I think we were talking about that at one point.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, well, I was talking to you about that.
We're talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken. Torchic.
Pokemon were real, then I would so be full right now. I mean, I don't do that. Are you kidding me?
There'll probably be some sort of Pokemon protection law or something.
Yeah.
Don't hunt the whale lord.
Yes, exactly.
You can't eat Pokemon unless it's...
All those Japanese.
Pokemon unless it's been specifically breeded to be eaten. Gosh.
Did you just say breeded?
Bred.
Yeah, I just said breeded.
Nice English.
Yeah. go back to school.
Well, if we... Have you guys ever agreed with that whole 10-year-old starting off? You know, kind of quit school, whatever.
That's so true.
Me and Gemma had this conversation earlier this morning.
Oh, okay.
I totally agree with it. All right, the only way you're ever going to learn anything is to go through life-threatening situations.
At 10 years old.
Die.
Like telling your kids, okay, I'm going to throw you out there in the real world.
Hey, five. the sooner the better, okay? Okay? All right. If you're like 5 years old, you go out there and experience the real world, you will be prepared for the worst.
They will die.
I would not go out into the world at 5 years old. I would probably start off at least 15, 14, like where they have a sense of the real world at that point.
I think 16, probably, because then they could actually be out of school with, a decent amount of knowledge in their noggin.
Yeah, 16.
That's for you guys, because our system makes us stay until we're 18.
Oh, really?
Really?
How much more awesome Australia is.
I know.
We're awesome.
You don't have to be smart to be an Australian. Woo! But apparently...
Oh, yeah! So I can be an Australian really easily then.
Yes, Mike.
I'd have a hard time being Australian.
I won't.
Too smart.
I fit in with Australia. How dare you insult people like that?
Apparently, I'm just kidding.
You're one to talk, dude. Americans are stupid.
Quiet down now. Please.
No comment.
Okay.
But I agree with that, man. Americans are fucking.
Agreed. Well, good.
Apparently, Australians have the longest school hours. So, and like, we don't have as many holidays and stuff. Yeah. So we are smarter just by that. Even if we drop out early you guys drop out 2 years later, then we're
smarter. What about like China?
It's actually been proven that the longer you stay in school, the less you learn.
Exactly. Well,
really?
Duh.
Seriously?
Because you'll learn.
Why am I still in school then?
No, because by the time you're already like burnt out, you don't want to do anything anymore. That's why Germans, we go to school until about 1 o'clock, and then we go home, and we eat lunch.
Until 1 year old.
We just chill there.
Yeah.
But they give us like frigging buttloads of homework, and they like we don't have any extracurricular activities. Uh-huh. We don't have schools like us sit in a classroom and learn stuff.
Yeah.
And they don't try to make it fun either. They're just like, all right, this is what the history book says, and you will learn it, and you will like it, because that's what happened.
Pokemon related. Who here has, did you guys ever have show and tell in your school?
Yes! One day I brought my Pokemon
class. How often back then did you bring something Pokemon related into class?
Like, all the time, man.
I had my Pokemon cards until I got stolen.
They got stolen?
I got stolen, didn't I tell you?
Oh, no. Yeah, me and Gemma have similar stories.
Yeah.
Our stuff stolen.
Yeah.
But I got mine back.
I didn't get mine back.
My mom raised all kinds of, you know, that thing that you go to if you're bad.
Maybe?
No. Hades, as one would say.
Hades
actually isn't that bad of a place. I've been there. And Hades himself is actually a pretty good guy. He's like awesome. He's very caring, and he loves you.
Oh, lovely.
So he's kind of a jerk to Hercules, but other than that,
here, have a lollipop. He hands out lollipops, doesn't he? I swear he does.
Is this like a Hercules movie reference?
Okay, so all right, guys.
I don't know.
Somebody's thinking of doing like a Pokemon version of Dante's Inferno.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. How the heck could you even do that? You don't know Dante's Inferno?
No. Well, the Gates of Pokemon.
Yeah, I don't know, but the overall idea is that there are 9 levels of hell, and the worst person you are, or the worst of a person you are, the lower you go.
Oh, okay.
And the final like area is like frozen over.
Random.
So like, but, they just go like the 9 levels of Pokemon and capture what legendaries are there. And at the very bottom of that is Arceus, because he's like the god of Pokemon.
Yeah, you'll have to have like Entei and Ho-Oh and, you know,
well, don't just be Arceus, because it's not God who's down
Lugia
there, it's the devil.
Hell.
So
dude, Lugia lives in the water.
Well, okay.
I don't think there's a devil for the Pokemon.
Maltres. Yeah, it needs to be like a devil type Pokemon.
Let's go with those, that one bull looking legendary that just came out.
Oh, the, yeah, that weird steel type. It's,
yeah, that thing.
C,
it's like fighting steel.
Yeah.
Right. Wait. What?
The trio of legendaries that came out.
Oh,
Red
no.
Steel.
Oh.
That
no.
Just came
I,
out.
Those things. Those no. The three ones. Those like tornado ones, like Thunderous and Tornadus and.
No.
Like,
those stupid
they
things.
Are so stupid. Oh, I hate them. I hate them. And they're all
those things
males.
Are freaking
like
genies.
The same, but like
I don't want a genie for a Pokemon.
I know.
Unless it's gonna grant me wishes.
Unless it's gonna grant me wishes.
Guys, this is where my feminism comes in. I don't like the fact that they're all males. And then, you know that Moeletta one, that weird, like, musical one? That looks completely like a chick. That's just genderless. And I was like, well, if you can have, like, these three tornado dudes and they're all men, then why can't you have, you know, this one female-looking one as a female? I just don't get it.
I'm kind of agitated at the fact that they're now giving legendaries genders.
Well,
yeah, it's kind of aggravating because that means that people could breed legendaries, and that means it won't take any skill to have a legendary anymore. You'll just like, I traded with that one guy and got that legendary.
It doesn't take skill to catch a legendary anyways.
I know, just Master Ball.
I catch
the only legendary that took skill for me to capture was Articuno. Because all I had was Pokeballs.
Okay.
I first encountered it, I was like, holy crap! And then, like, I run over to it, I'm like, yes, A button! And I'm like, oh crap, I don't have any Pokeballs.
Oh,
and, like, I look into my... All I have is, like, 20 Pokeballs. And I'm like, shoot! And, like, I captured with a Pokeball.
The Pokemon capture story of my life. I think I writ this down on P2K somewhere.
You writ it down?
Right.
Bad
English, Caleb, go to school.
Whatever.
I'm not gonna make fun of him because I said breeded.
Okay. These two are gonna goof up at some point too. Wait, and I'm gonna get them for it.
No way, man.
Anyways, I wrote this on PE2K at some point. It was Giratina. It took me 6 days.
Wow.
Literally. 6 days to capture
yeah,
the
that
world's
was terrible.
Longest That's Pokemon amazing. Battle.
Yes, no kidding.
Fail.
I want to hear about this.
Well, it's more like a series of tries.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like one straight 6-day Pokemon battle. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think you could hold enough.
I stayed up for 6 days trying to catch the Giratina.
It would be possible. It would have
died before that.
I have no life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Six days of just throwing Pokeballs at him. Ah, dang it!
You have that many Pokeballs.
But it was mostly just me like trying over and over and over for a solid 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
And, like, just rage quitting and throwing my DS across the room.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Hey, Gemma, is it raining where you are? Because it's raining here.
I would love to see how you...
Not at the moment. It's not.
Quit.
You'll get it soon. Anyway.
What, Mike?
I'm just saying. I'd love to see how you rage quit Pokemon. Like, I've never seen anybody rage quit Pokemon.
Oh, I've rage quit Pokemon quite a few times because
I have never...
I have gotten frustrated, but I've never rage quit.
Aww. No, I've raged, but I've closed my DS and thrown it. Hold on, guys. Hold on.
Okay.
What color are your DSs?
White.
Mine's black.
I have a 3DS. It's black.
Black.
And my other DS is blue.
I got a DS Lite, like, the day they came out, so mine's white, and it's broken.
Okay.
I have
black.
The original
white,
one.
Black, it's black. Original. Mine's pink.
That's
you
the
girl.
Best. That is awesome.
I have a pink DS.
It's
Hello
good
Kitty
to see
stickers.
That you aren't getting
Hello Kitty stickers. I'm going to take
Hello
a picture
Kitty
of it for
stickers.
You guys.
It's good to see. It's good to see that you're in touch with your feminine side.
Yes,
it's actually a story time. Okay,
yay.
I had a black one. I had a black one.
Yeah.
And my ex-girlfriend decided to get mad and shattered the screen and the machine in general.
Ooh.
So I took her little sisters. And it's been mine
really,
ever since.
Man? Yeah. Why would you do that?
Because I was 16 and a complete jerk.
Oh, that. Yeah. Well, mine's
and so like you don't. You don't feel bad at all for like stealing a little girl's DS.
You probably like crushed her hopes and dreams.
She gave
yeah,
it
she's
to me.
Right there. Oh, she gave it to me.
I probably should have been like, you know, she gave it to me. But it just sounds more like a jerk move if I say I took it. So,
well, you
yeah,
took
it
from
was
head
it was definitely
was
given
giving.
To me. But I'll buy a 3DS when I get the money because I'm sick of this old piece of machinery that doesn't work.
They're also
I'm not
going to
get a 3DS because we all know in a few months they're just going to release that new brand new system that's going to be amazing. In every way.
Yeah, they did keep kind of coming up with
what?
New DSs.
I feel so bummed out about Nintendo. Like, I feel so bad about Nintendo right now because, like, they're just nobody sees it, but they're totally milking everybody right now.
That's awesome.
Like everybody. I mean, I know everybody does this, but Nintendo is especially bad about it.
Nintendo.
Like, most games are ported from older systems, and like they hardly ever come out with new games. Most of them are just ported.
I think one of the main references I think you could think about is the Super Mario. Like, there's like this game pack that they sold it for like this ridiculous price, and it was just I think it's Super Mario All Stars. I think.
Well, I have a soured look upon Nintendo
like
because
pretty
of
much just
what they do.
Sour face.
Sour face.
Sour
face. Like, okay, listen to this.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, Pokemon Battle Revolution, there's no, like, basic point to the game. You can just, the entire point of the game is just so you can hook up your DS and battle with people.
And store your Pokemon. Oh, can
and,
you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Oh my god!
Wait.
Okay.
Check it.
Okay.
I am so posting this with the podcast.
But, do it.
Why in the world do you have to pay the normal price of a standard Wii game if you're not getting an actual game? You're just getting you're just buying the ability to play your Pokemon game on the Wii.
Yeah, it is a bit dodgy. But did you guys play Poke Park?
That's all you're doing.
Anyone?
Nope.
Oh,
no. I don't have a Wii.
Oh yeah.
My sister
don't have a Wii.
Oh.
Pokepark is amazing. I love it so much. It's so cool. I mean, it's really childish, and I just kind of wish that they bring out a, you know, my age kind of Pokemon game that's a bit more serious and that isn't really, really easy to finish, but it was really good for the most part. And I just loved running around as a Pikachu and just meeting all these other
that
Pokemon.
That is my face. That is my face right there.
I love how you just totally ignored me, Mike.
Yes, I did, because I'm busy staring at a picture.
Whatever. Whatever.
I think Gemma just typed out my exact response to whatever he's saying.
Troll.
Troll.
I'm gonna have to save all these pictures that you sent me.
Post them all in the podcast, though, and it'll just look like something that we shouldn't be posting.
I know.
They'll be telling us to go back to 4chan.
Okay, so guys, have you ever heard of the guy from France?
Wait, what?
Have you ever heard of the guy from France?
In Pokepark, as a Pikachu, you can battle a Scizor.
Okay.
It's cool.
That's great.
Be excited. And there's a Flareon too, and that excited me. And a Torchic. Oh, episode Torchic. And a Teddiosa. Oh, yeah. That's like all of us. That is cool.
Back to the real world. Okay.
Fine.
All right.
Fine.
So Medion, he's a 17-year-old kid from France, and he's gotten like really popular, remixing songs. Like, he's amazing, and I'll give you a link to one of his songs right now. But I think he should compose freaking music for Pokemon. Like, this guy would be perfect for doing that.
Pokemon like, has its own orchestra.
Yeah, but yeah, it sucks. it's too repetitive. It's like you get the same kind of jingle every single like battle music that they have.
I like their style.
I like the battle music of Pokemon.
Yeah, me too.
I did, but the only song that I can appreciate, the only way I can listen to Pokemon music is by listening to Poke Remix Studio. Which,
what is this song that I'm going to listen to?
Shout out, dude. Shout out. Pokemon Remix or Poke.
I'll totally listen to that after the podcast is over.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Watch it. Watch it now.
What?
It's the funniest.
Okay.
After now? Yeah. Watch it. How long is it?
Oh my god. I smosh.
It's like 3 minutes.
I've seen this.
33 seconds.
I've seen this.
Funniest thing.
Do we really want to sit here for 3 minutes and 33 smosh. Seconds to watch this? We could talk about something more interesting.
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah.
I see.
Like, okay, they got all quiet.
Sorry, I'm watching the thing.
I thought people cut out.
Okay, all right, it's all right. Hi, how's it going? Yeah,
you're cutting out.
Am I?
Everybody's
yeah, it's probably out. Because you're watching. Yeah. It's probably because you're watching YouTube videos while you're. Doing a chat conversation.
Yeah, don't. Let's not watch videos while we're doing this
good
podcast.
Idea.
I think that'll just.
I didn't say watch it now. Yeah. You can watch it later.
You did say watch it now. Yeah.
Mixed messages.
Like watch it, through it and you know, everybody's gonna start watching it and ruin us. Sure.
Well,
this podcast is already way out of proportion.
I was about to say we should probably wrap it up because it's the hour and But this was a wonderful first episode, guys.
I beat Trolling more.
I did not hear that.
Okay.
You cut out.
Okay. That was a bit more clear.
Yeah.
So, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long has this been going on?
Almost an hour, I think.
Holy shine.
Yeah. Yeah, hang on, let me check.
Wrap up.
All right. Well, I got like kind of closing question. It's not really relevant at all.
Yep.
Well, it is Pokemon related. Okay.
Okay.
Of us four, who took Pokemon cards to school?
Yep. For show and tell.
To play the game. To play it.
I don't think I've ever really played it. Yeah.
I think am I the only kid who actually took their Pokemon to school and played them?
Probably.
I do believe you were.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's news to me. So,
okay.
Awesome. I think what really was the thing for people in my school, though, was the Yu-Gi-Oh! And Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh! We got
I never really was into Yu-Gi-Oh!
Times, good times.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is also watching.
There you go. Well, yeah, you can watch it, read it, or play it.
Ooh.
See?
Or play it. Play is good. They got good games.
You can play Pokemon.
They have good video games. They got a decent card game. You know, it's... This is not a Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast.
If you watch... No.
The original anime Yu-Gi-Oh! Is actually
the official P2K Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast.
Pokemon / Yu-Gi-Oh! /
Should it be like...
/
Why
real life / everything that you can eat.
Yes!
All right, well, I'm not
actually...
That's
so excited, Mike.
Yeah. I actually kind of hope it.
Guys.
Yeah?
Right, listen to this. Listen. Somebody.
Yes?
Somebody posted in the PE2K fat file, and it is Daughter of Mew.
I okay. love Daughter of Mew.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
She's awesome.
So, name... name, meaning, consecrated...
Wait, say that. You're cutting out.
Yeah. Shut up!
Don't sound so angry.
I know. it's a bit cutting out. Anyway, continue.
Appearance 5'3", weight I don't want to know. UK size 5, light blue.
Why are you telling
blah,
us this?
Blah. Okay, entertainment.
Why entertainment. Do we need to know
this? Why are you telling us?
Because nobody posts in this anymore.
Okay, but there's several fact files that you can go through that are probably...
Mine as well.
But recently,
read one of ours, because I'm sure all of us have one.
Recently,
don't read mine.
I totally do.
Why don't we just go ahead and recite our own fact file, just for the lulls.
Well, okay. why don't we do that next time?
Name one who is like God. Oh, yeah, because that's what my name actually means, so...
Well, mine means blonde, and that kind
my
of
name means dog.
A lot. Dog.
My name is Precious. I'm
precious.
So precious.
Oh, Gemma. Wow.
I do believe that my gender is male, I think.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's
here.
A surprise.
You think?
Here's an idea, guys.
Someone should check.
Like, okay, we'll go to the fact file, like the form, and we'll just fill it out on the podcast.
Okay. Now?
Wait, what?
Okay.
We'll just, instead of writing it down, we'll just say it out loud.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, we'll just say it instead of writing it down.
Yeah.
Although we've all probably already done that.
Yeah.
But it'll just be funny to do it straight from the back of our heads, you know.
Yeah. Okay. You know what's funny? Well, it's not really funny, but it's cool. I have a Pokemon pencil and a Pokemon pen in my hand. Bam. And I have a Pikachu rubber. Oh, yeah.
I have nothing Pokemon related on my entire body.
If you
okay. Oh no, wait, I have Pikachu boxers on.
Really?
I have a necklace with a cross on it and it has Arceus. Okay, never mind.
Okay, who screw let it. Mike play with the auto-tune?
Mike, you'll hear it back when I
I sound like freaking Black Eyed Peas.
He does sound like the Black Eyed Peas. He's straight
less.
Will I am, man. You know.
Don't hate me because I'm black. I just saw that.
Okay.
Did you just say that?
Yes, Gemma, you are very black.
I'm not really black.
Don't hate me because I'm black.
My brother says that all the time.
Your brother is scary a bit.
I know. My brother is.
See, you're racist, eh? No.
Man, we'll have a grand old P2K podcast hate on Rick Ferenda day.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. So,
for this, I mean, like, I've thrown out ideas for like future podcasts. Mm. So.
Okay, I like the fact file idea. Okay. We should make everyone do it, like their guests like and stuff.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And the hate on Rick Ferenda day.
That can be every day. Okay.
No, I'm not gonna hate on your brother. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not that kind of person.
I don't even know.
You're definitely that type of person.
Shush you.
You're not meant to know
people,
that.
People on P2K don't need to know what kind of jerk I am. Okay, it's not.
Oh, you don't sound like a jerk.
They already know, man. I've been around this this forum for a solid 7-8 years almost.
Wow.
So,
are you kidding me?
Let's see. Join in two.
I've been here for like
7 years.
5 years.
7 years. 2000.
You're been here for,
I'm the oldest member.
Good
here.
Job.
I think I'm the youngest member. I've only been here for 2 years. Holy crap.
Well, I'll
you
be
are,
th-
yeah.
I'll be 4 years this November.
I'm a young.
Just reached 5.
Yay.
Yeah,
I'm a young scratch.
A very long time. I've seen people come and go. I've seen people become moderators in less than a year.
Yeah, actually, me and Alice, the doormat, had a conversation about that.
I don't much mind it. I don't care.
I didn't actually know that you used
if
to
if
be
you do your job
Newsline.
Right, then good on you. The only reason that I probably wouldn't ever be a moderator is because I have power.
All the power would go to your head.
Pretty much, yeah. I'd be like, oh, look what I can do, and then I'd get banned. So,
I don't want to become a moderator because I suck in leadership positions.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good in a leadership position. I just like it's just sometimes I'll get crazy and abuse my power.
I'm hungry.
No, I'll be like I'll edit somebody's post to say something hilarious and they'll get mad and offended.
I did that in the van.
Really?
You did that to Metal Sonics on my page.
Once. Exactly, I did it on your profile.
That's hilarious.
What on my profile? What'd you do to my profile? Do
I have to? I edited Metal.
Do I have to go see if my gender's been changed to female? Look at
no,
that.
I can't do that. We don't have that kind of power.
No. Your gender has been changed to ditto.
I was thinking that.
Mine,
right,
actually.
Gender.
I could become anything if I was a ditto.
Good point.
Anything I wanted. I could become. And then I'll be cool for once.
You know, but back to how you said that you're annoyed that the legendaries are getting genders. I think it's actually much better because, how do you have a genderless animal type of creature? They all have genders, and it's kind of weird, especially, like I said in the intro.
Because they're mystical. They're, they stand alone in, a world where there should generally only be one of that Pokemon. That's what legendary sort of means.
Yeah, I know, but how do they reproduce?
They don't. The legendaries aren't meant to reproduce. The fact that there are more than one, what if they die?
Yeah.
Then they die.
Hey, what about in,
the legends.
What about in Pokemon Forever, Celebi, right? It died, and then all its friends came down and...
Yeah, all those millions
that is
of
actually,
Celebi.
There's an explanation for me.
The reason that
there's different dimensions
of
Celebi that came out.
I like
so
the
there's
dimensions.
Different dimensions.
Yeah,
it's legendary because it can travel through time.
There's still more than one.
So
interesting fact, guys. There are more Lugia actually reproduced.
Yeah. There was
an
episode.
Because there's episodes
Lugia
of Pokemon
Lugia.
Where Lugia have babies and
yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
So why can't the other is it the only one that can reproduce?
I don't think so. It's just the only one that's been in the anime.
Manaphy
yeah,
has Manaphy.
What was that, Gemma?
I don't count that as a legendary. Manaphy can die.
Oh, Manaphy.
Hey, I like
Manaphy. I like Manaphy.
Thank you. Yeah, Mike. Sheesh.
You got 3-1, Mike. You can't win.
Actually, it's more like one-on-one because I can't hear two people.
They both like Manaphy too, so it's 3-1.
We're still people too, even if you can't hear us.
You know what?
Quiet.
You know what? I can easily just say, no, that's not true. And, you can fight all you want, but I can say, no, that's not true. And, that's what a troll does. I can just, say no to everything that you say.
Yes, Gemma, troll-a-lol.
And win.
Call that trolling? Get out of here.
Troll-a-lol.
No trolling in the podcasts. Seriously.
I'm trolling.
Go back to 4chan.
No, I'm gonna troll right here, everybody.
And I can also cut you out of the conversation.
I'm pretty sure
I can do that. I can just hang up on Mike.
I'm
calling
sure
you guys. That's what I do.
That's so funny.
I'm pretty sure that wouldn't be cool.
And I mean, you're like a team leader, so that'd be kind of a jerk move on my part.
Yes,
but then again, I don't think the co-leader should be trolling.
And I would do it because I'm a troll. I'd be trolling you.
No, I'd be trolling you.
Well, if I kick you...
What about that troll on the forum, the kid cycling road? Talk about that.
Yes!
Let's talk about how I got banned for letting a troll get the better of me. Yeah, I got banned.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was an interesting... I'm actually good friends with this guy now on, you know, Facebook and whatever because he's completely banned from P2K. His name's Rob, and I believe his name—I believe he went by Lusitania.
Yes, I know that
person. Oh yeah, that guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and him got into quite a nasty argument, and I'm the reason he's permanently banned.
Oh wow. I actually wondered because we were kind of friends, and then he just
didn't like
him.
Half the time.
He was a bit harsh, but he
kid
was
a 12-year-old. He was just being a dick.
Yeah.
And I got banned because apparently you're not allowed to stand up for yourself on P2K. But you know, it's whatever.
That's in the past.
Well,
it's the past.
Luckily, I haven't banned, but one time I got really close to being banned because I was arguing
and actually
Masami.
Kid.
Oh my god.
Yeah. The reason I was banned
for him.
The reasoning for it was not logical.
Okay.
I think. I don't know who banned me. I guess I'll forever be I'm not allowed to know that. But that's fine, It's whatever. But yeah. I didn't agree with the way that the reason for banning me.
Should we really be talking about this?
What was the reason?
Posing the question here.
No, I don't think it matters because I mean, I'm allowed to, you know, say what I think. I mean, I'm not really offending anybody.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think this is me talking to you guys.
I guess
it's completely relevant to even the podcast. I was just it's B2K related, obviously, yeah, so. But you know we're talking about internet trolling.
Speaking of internet trolling and P2K, remember when I was like trolling the storm of the forum change?
Yes,
I got to the point where I actually started laughing. I got to the point where I started laughing while posting my stuff.
Some of the stuff that you were posting, I was really angry
How about that wave of people that joined during Diamond and Pearl?
I don't remember that.
Oh my god, dude.
Wasn't
you
right?
Really? Mm. Yeah, and then they quickly left us for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and the same thing happened with Ruby and Sapphire.
We were just fools.
I believe that's when you two Australians joined.
I joined in 2007. So that was actually the Diamond and Pearl year.
Yeah, 2007. I joined because of the fanfiction era.
Yeah.
A lot more accurate.
I know. No, that's actually the reason I joined as well.
Actually, I can't verbally express why I joined because it's inappropriate,
so
to say the least.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. It's... I can't exactly say why, but it's kind of stupid. So, I'll tell you guys after the podcast is over why I joined P2K. And you can quote it. Okay? You can literally, quote it and put it in a thread.
But...
Okay.
But I'll tell you guys.
Okay, so I joined because I saw a thread about Poke shipping, and I was like, "Holy crap, this is the place for me!" And I joined. I'm like, "This is the FTW." But yeah.
Okay.
So you guys know something? The one thing we didn't talk about during this podcast is music.
No, we did.
I believe I mentioned maybe.
Yes, and we mentioned the orchestra.
The Pokemon game music. So, I guess we did cover pretty much everything related to general Pokemon and a little bit of Torchic, which, by the way, I'm just going to throw this out there. You can't stay on the topic of Torchic forever. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't even make jokes about it, man. Like I said about Combusken, if you remember earlier.
Yep, I do.
That is a... That you could go days and just keep talking about it and it'd be funny.
Yeah.
But Torchic is just like, I'm a little ball of fluff with, you know.
That's rather delicious, I must say.
You know, we could go on to Torchic forever.
I know.
But
dude, I could go all southern I want and talk about Kentucky Fried Torchic, okay? All right. Are we cool, man? Are we cool?
No.
Yes, we are cool. Yeah.
No. Yeah, cool. I think we're actually pretty spicing hot, you know, because the whole Torchic thing and fire.
Xanthi.
Yes.
Me being a recurring person every week, I'm going to have a clashing personality with Mike.
I actually picked up on that.
Just because, I mean, it'll be like, what are those two comedians that always never get along, but it's always funny.
That's good, though, because then you guys have conflicting opinions and you can add to the podcast.
Throw you off.
Oh, you wise guys, yeah?
And I'll just be
and
like,
then Jem will be there, like, oh, hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be a wise guy. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can only do Southern and British and maybe Chinese.
Get out of the store! Get out of the store!
That was actually quite amazing.
You number one son!
You're too fat! You come from Tuesday for dinner.
Dirty, dirty.
Yes, yes.
You dirty. Leave now.
Remember when
you must stop, Hawk.
Accent.
Okay, I'm done.
Wait, sorry. Gemma?
Remember when you called me before and I put on that Indian accent? That was funny.
Yes, oh, Gemma and we're talking on the phone.
The subtitles!
Stop!
Shut up!
Let's hear you!
The video is actually pretty funny. Not funny. He's quoting. You said that in the introduction already. I said that he mentioned the subtitles thing in the introduction, so that's already done.
No, I didn't mention it in the introduction. I was talking to you guys about it well before we started.
Oh yeah.
Something about subtitles. Yeah. That's all I got.
It's easy. Yeah, you did.
This is coming from a guy who only got about 2.5 hours of sleep.
I know. So. Oh, I feel so bad. You have to get some sleep after this podcast. Gemma, it's your fault.
You can blame the the Australian girl that is older than the other Australian girl.
Well, excuse me. Yeah. I told you to go to bed.
Yeah, but I...
Even my mom told you to go to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually sat and had a conversation with her mother.
That's awesome. Yeah, her mom sounds so much like her. It's amazing.
I actually detect a very distinct difference between her and her mother.
Okay.
Really?
Like one.
So you have the ability. You have the ability to detect differences between daughters and mothers.
The voices. You haven't heard her mom's voice.
This is. I don't mean to offend Gemma in any way, but her mother's voice sounds just a bit more mature.
She's older.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you know, it sounds like older.
We sound pretty much the same. Her voice is just a little deeper than mine. Yeah. I recorded them both once, and I played them back, and seriously, we sound almost exactly alike.
I don't know. I could tell the difference between when you two were talking. So,
because you're so special, Caleb.
You might.
Well, that and your mom doesn't say like every other word.
She doesn't speak like a teenager.
Like. I don't say it that often.
Australians say like a lot, but I'm pretty sure Americans say it
too. It doesn't bother me either, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's just an observation. But I think we should actually wrap up this podcast.
I do say a lot. I'd be like, and, you know, yeah, that general line that I say.
All right, guys, do you think we should wrap up this podcast?
Yes.
This podcast
is
all
over the
place.
It's been like an hour and a half or
something. It's been a little bit long. Probably that long.
Yo, guys!
By the way,
yo, guys!
Well,
this
guys,
is
I'm totally going to do this every week.
Yay! That's so exciting.
You're going to do this every week?
Yes,
all right. I got a buddy.
Oh,
a recurring character every week.
Yo.
What?
Are you actually saying something?
This is PE2K. This is PE2K, and we are out of here. All
right, now hit the off button for the recording thingy.
Hit the off button, quick.
Bye, guys.
Do it.